The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go rapid fire with some football. David, dealer's choice on pro or college, or what the hell we're doing here. Hit the button.
So I want to give you just some news here. You don't have to comment on it if you don't want to. I just want to give everyone the latest NFL news today. So Gardner Minshew has been named the starter again in Las Vegas, along with Anthony Richardson being named the starter for the rest of the season in Indy. The quarterback, though, that I want to focus on is my quarterback for real quick. Russell Wilson. I want to know, have the critics been silenced? They are 3-0 since he became the starter in Pittsburgh. And they are averaging, the offensive averaging 30.3 points per game. He's 6 touchdowns and 1 interception. Have they been silenced?
I think so. For Russell Wilson, a lot of people made fun of him because he was weird. He did weird things. But when you win, people can forgive the weirdness. When you don't win, you're Aaron Rodgers, and they just see the weirdness and see the losses. But yeah, David, he fits what Pittsburgh is doing and probably is going to lead them. I don't think you're going to go far in the playoffs, but he's going to lead you back to the playoffs.
I'm going to say no. 3 weeks is not enough sample size for me. I mean, he looks okay, but tape gets out. Let me see the next 3 weeks. If we're sitting here first week of December, I'll say yes. But I'm not going to overreact to 3 weeks, especially one of them against that morbid Washington defense.
Well, it's interesting you say that because their schedule gets tougher.
Oh, weird how that works.
They haven't faced a division opponent yet. They have the Ravens this weekend, Browns, Bengals, Browns, then Eagles, then Ravens, Chiefs, Bengals.
Yeah, show me that. Yeah. Show me that, and then we'll talk about shifting narratives.
But see, I like the fact that he got an opportunity to play, I guess, lesser teams in the NFL, kind of get his feet underneath him, and now he's going to be ready. That's just weird the way the schedule makers made your schedule.
It is weird.
Well, I also don't like division opponents until the end of the year.
Why are we putting divisional rivalries on Thursday night short weeks? Bengals, Ravens, this week, Philly. Big Ten Saturday night. Now this week, Washington and Philly on a short turn. It alters the quality of the game, and these games are worth twice as much being divisional battles.
Sorry, I just... was going to be my next question because we're dealing with that yet again. Washington at Philadelphia, a big game. Should be Monday night, Sunday night, or at least
just Sunday.
Like, what are we doing in the NFL? You're ruining your product.
It's just not acceptable. Thursday night games are not acceptable. They are bad. Go look at the quality of them.
Except the exception will be later on this year, Lions-Packers.
Where they go back-to-back
Both
Thursdays.
Will play Thursday.
Yes.
And then play again Thursday night. So they'll have the full week.
But again, you're right. That's an outlier where they get equal rest.
Yes. But other than that, you're giving one team a distinct advantage.
Correct. So I want to go through a few things here because yesterday I said, and we talked about the Chiefs and the Bills, and Mike, you believe that the Bills are going to pull the upset. Well, someone went a bit further in an article here on Bleacher Report. They think the Chiefs will lose four games and fall out of the AFC top spot. What they're saying is every game they've played has been close. They're 7-0 in one score games, and they haven't looked consistent throughout the season. And then when you, on top of it, have the Bills, Ravens, Steelers, Chargers, Texans on your schedule, you're going to lose four games and not get the number one seed.
I think it's plausible. I'm not saying it'll happen, but I don't think it's a ridiculous assertion. If you actually watch the games, that's up to you.
No, you're right. They're playing on a razor's edge. They need a lot of luck, whether they create it or not, or whether it's handed to them by the referees. They're not the same team, but I think when it comes to the Chiefs realize it doesn't matter. We just got to get to the playoffs, and then we can kick it into gear. Last year, they didn't look like a great team, and then they went back-to-back and won the title again.
Another one that's in that article says that up to four more head coaches will be fired before the end of the year.
Agree.
They listed Matt Eberflus, mm-hmm. Doug Peterson, Brian Daboll, and Mike McCarthy.
I think it's absolutely possible. And Antonio Pierce, because what you hear coming out of Vegas now is the organization, not just the players. The organization is very upset at the scheduling, the lack of details, and the chaos. I just don't think we're living in the old NFL anymore. And now, here's the thing. Coordinators, younger coaches, these guys get real shots, right? Think about how dumb Miami is. They had Dan Campbell, gave him a 7-game run when Joe Philbin got assassinated. They had the guy. Well, if that happened now, 10 years later, Campbell would have he'd get the job.
Maybe, Mike, it's the reverse of the reverse.
Yes.
Goes back to when the Lions had an assistant coach named Don Shula.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, you're going way back.
No, but I'm saying it's ironically, he was there. Now, I think that as far as Pierce goes, that maybe they got wrapped up in the whole, the emotions. Look how we finished the year. The players love him. Mike, you'll understand this one, man. It was Bobby Williams. And then you realize he's not as good as a coach as we thought. We just got wrapped up in emotions, and we paid this man. Oh, my goodness. He's not that good.
Can I just offer you one thing, please?
Yeah.
This is selfish, but I need you two to actually step up and invest in this. Tell me why it's acceptable for Joe Shane, the general manager of the Giants, to get up there yesterday, and he's asked a very direct question. Do you regret how you handled the quarterback position regarding Daniel Jones' four-year, $160 million contract? And he went, no, I don't regret it. I wouldn't change it. Is it too much to ask for you to just go up there and go, you know what, guys? Clearly, we would have done it differently. I like Daniel personally. It hasn't worked out, and it's an issue. I would have done it different. Why can't these general managers not just openly bleep on your head and tell you it's raining?
Because I don't think you're not going to like what I'm about to say.
Then
so
I'm
maybe
leaving.
David should go first.
Go ahead.
I don't think they care about you or Giants fans. What I think that he cares about is trying to keep that locker room together and not causing a division of basically saying, yes, I have buyer's remorse. I don't want this man at quarterback, because if the general manager is saying it publicly, now the coaches may start feeling that way and the players are going to start feeling that way. So, yes, it's a slap in the face to fans when you hear that. It should make you angry, Michael. Absolutely. I'm not saying don't. I understand why he's doing it. I don't agree why he's doing it.
The players should get just as mad, because the players aren't stupid.
Correct.
Christ almighty, what players are Daniel Jones loyalist? At this point, his own mother probably hates him.
And here's what's going on. And if you watch the press conference that he had, Joe Shane, the theme sounded like he knows his job is on the line. And him saying that is trying to keep his job. I did not make a mistake.
David,
what are you talking about? I didn't do that. That's not on me. That's what he's doing.
I'm sorry I was selfish and asked.
No, man, we're here to six.
It felt like the appropriate time.
No, it wasn't. You may be right. If I say I made a mistake, I might as well just turn in my key card and just keep walking right out the building.
Lions fans appreciate what you have. That's all I can say. It's cold out here in the streets.
You are exactly right.
Man. The Lions, they were homeless for a long
time. I know. And just appreciate that. Hug the mattress extra tight.
And we'll close it out with this because you can make fun of them one more time. Somebody predicts that Aaron Rodgers is going to quit on the Jets, just walk out and never return.
Feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Feels right to me.
Yeah.
He's a wacko. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked, right?
No. David, it's going to take this blitz full circle. Remember, Russell Wilson, weird, does weird things, wins. So the team will embrace the weirdness. Aaron Rodgers, weird, does weird things, and you lose. And then you get coaches chased out. And then you go and get your friend to come here, and we still lose. Why are you here, Aaron? You know what? He may leave, but he's going to find out that the door has been unlocked the whole season.
They want you to leave.
They wanted you to leave.
That is in Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.